My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 12th, from the contemporary version. Complete and effective dominion. Death no longer has dominion over him. The life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God. Romans 6, 9 through 11. Co-eternal life. Eternal life is the life which Jesus Christ exhibited on the human level. And it is this same life, not simply a copy of it, which is made evident in our mortal flesh when we are born again. Eternal life is not a gift from God. Eternal life is the gift of God. The energy and the power, which was so very evident in Jesus, will be exhibited in us by an act of the absolute sovereign grace of God, once we have made that complete and effective decision about sin. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts 1:8. Not power as a gift from the Holy Spirit. The power is the Holy Spirit, not something that he gives. The life that was in Jesus becomes ours because of his cross, once we make the decision to be identified with him. If it is difficult to get right with God, it is because we refuse to make this mortal decision, moral decision about sin. But once we do decide, the full life of God comes in immediately. Jesus came to give us an endless supply of life, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. Eternal life has nothing to do with time. It is the life which Jesus lived when he was down here, and the only source of life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the weakest saint can experience the power of the deity of the Son of God when he is willing to let go. But any effort to hang on to the least bit of our own power will only diminish the life of Jesus in us. We have to keep letting go, and slowly but surely, the great full life of God will invade us, penetrating every part. Then Jesus will have complete and effective dominion in us, and people will take notice that we have been with him. Here ends Oswald's reading. On this Easter Sunday, we see the miracle of the resurrection and the power of Christ fully realized. It's after that point that we can receive this Holy Spirit, which can completely transform our lives to be like him, where we can do greater things, as he has promised us than he had done in this world.